USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House prosecutors and former President Trump's lawyers have presented their cases in his impeachment trial before the Senate. Lead House manager Jamie Raskin quoted Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney in a reply to a question about whether Trump knew he was inciting his supporters.
As Representative Cheney said, he summoned that mob, he assembled that mob, he incited that mob, he lit the match. Come on, get real.
Trump attorney Michael Vanderveen dismissed a question which was posed by Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders. He wanted to know if Trump was determined to overturn the election results.
It's irrelevant to the question before this body. What's relevant in this impeachment article is, were Mr. Trump's words insightful to the point of violence and riot?
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released recommendations on how to reopen schools safely.
Universal and correct use of masks, physical distancing, hand washing and respiratory etiquette, cleaning and maintaining healthy facilities, and diagnostic and rapid and efficient contact tracing in combination with isolation and quarantine.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they're giving out recommendations, and it also depends on the virus rating in each individual community. President Biden has met with mayors and governors as he discusses his administration's COVID-19 plan.
The American Rescue Plan has multiple pieces. The most important piece, in my view, is making sure we give them enough capacity to deal with the virus in their states and how we're going to do that.
In his $1.9 trillion package, the president proposes sending $350 billion to state, local, and tribal governments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Daytona 500 is setting up for this year's run, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
No NASCAR driver has ever won the Daytona 500 3 years in a row, but Denny Hamlin has a chance to be the first this Sunday. The green flag drops for the 63rd running of the Daytona 500 at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. Hamlin saying he can't wait for the race.
It's exciting. Anytime you can do something that no one else has done, it's always going to be, a big moment for you and probably the biggest, win thus far in my career. So I try not to get too far ahead of myself in the sense of, thinking about the result. Obviously, I know there's a lot of work to be done between now and then.
And as far as the competitors he'll be keeping an eye on, Hamlin tells Fox and Friends.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I mean, I think my teammates are due for a good Daytona 500. They've had some difficult, results over the last few years. So I always look at my teammates.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
British researchers say they have evidence that the famous Stonehenge may have first stood in Wales before moving to its present location, which is 140 miles away. The research team said they've identified the original circle near the megalith quarries where the stones were made. They say the stones were moved to the present location due to migration. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.